Dr. Sabaterian office note on patient Lori Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R, Lori, L-O-R-I. Date of birth is 8/8/1964. Date of service 4/16/2025. Per paragraph, the patient is 60-year-old female who was referred to see me by Dr. Neil Kleiman, K-L-I-E-I-M-A-N, Neil, N-E-I-L. For hyperkalemia, her past medical history includes a coronary artery disease that's both stenting times 2 in October 2022, followed by brachytherapy in August 2023, and then followed by CABG times 2 in December 2024. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 since 2000. Next, kidney stone times 1 status post lithotripsy and stenting in 2013. Paragraph, past surgical history includes cholecystectomy in 2011, right shoulder surgery, and LASIK eye surgery. Peer paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to lidocaine. Period paragraph, social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, occasional alcohol use, no drug use. She's a teacher of project management. Period paragraph, family history, father died from mesothelioma, mother died from lung cancer, stomach cancer, bone cancer, aunt has breast cancer. Period paragraph, radio systems reveals no headache. She uses glasses, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn. She has good appetite, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no dysuria. She has nocturia type 1 at 9, no straining upon urination. She reports complete bladder emptying, no leg edema, and no neuropathy symptoms. All other systems are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. Current medications include aspirin, atorvastatin, Farxiga, Traceba, insulin, and Lokelma. Period paragraph. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. HNT, pupil, Javi, exvolite, and accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical, no fedenopathy, no carotid, bilaterally. No jugular venous extension, bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal ecema. No tape, paragraph, neck, supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regularity and rhythm. No mass furnace tube, no murmur heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gut rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin, there's no the neuro exam. Is non-focal, investigations available to me, include the following. Our labs recently from March 25, 2025, show the following. BUN20, creatinine 0.73, GFR of 94, sodium at 37, potassium 5.6, chloride 101, total CO2 26, calcium of 10, glucose of 102. Prior lab shows potassium 5.3, prior to that 5.8. Pure paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, recurrent hyperkalemia, patient with diabetes mellitus type 2 taking Farxiga. Patient had been on Jardiance before and she had the same problem. She had worsening hyperkalemia and Jardiance was discontinued. She was restarted on Farxiga again. Her potassium went up higher than her baseline. Most likely her hyperkalemia is partly related to use of SGLT2 inhibitors. And therefore, we're going to discontinue Farxiga at this time, continue with Lokelma and monitor serum potassium off Farxiga. I think she has a type 4 renal tubular acidosis commonly associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus. We're going to investigate and do a workup and recheck her labs in 2 weeks off Farxiga and formulate further planning to paragraph. Next diagnosis, coronary artery disease. Suspect CABG, followed by cardiology. Next issue of kidney stones, we're going to check her renal ultrasound. If there's any stones, we're going to do a 24-hour urine collection for metabolic stone workup. Period paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Kleinman, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see her back in 2 weeks to discuss the workup and for further planning. I will keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Neil Kleinman, NEIL Kleinman, LKLEIMAN, and the report. Thanks.